talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 115. Got William here with me.
Hello.
How's it going, William?
Pretty good.
Yeah, so school just started, and you just started high school for the first time ever.
Yeah, and so far I like high school a lot more than middle school.
Do you? What do you like about high school more than middle school?
Well, for one thing, like, I can meet so many of my friends there. Like, even, like from church, from... I got, like, transferred to another school, and I was supposed to go to one high school, but I ended up going to the other one. So did a couple of my friends.
And you went to two different middle schools. You went to one middle school for sixth grade, and then a different middle school for seventh grade and eighth grade. So you know people from both middle schools at this high school, huh?
Yeah, since like a couple of my friends came from my last middle school, but I was supposed to go to another high school.
Well, you weren't supposed to go there. It's just the way that the zoning worked out.
Yeah, they're just like two weird neighborhoods.
Yeah. You were always supposed to go to this high school, but most of the people that went to the middle school you went to for your last 2 years went to the other high school.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain without naming them, but...
That's all right. So what else do you like about high school?
I like how the periods are longer. It feels like it kind of makes the day seem shorter. Some other periods still feel like the same length as in middle school, since they're twice as long. Hour and 30 minutes. I think even sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah.
But they feel just as long.
Because you have fewer classes in a day, it makes the day feel shorter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. A couple of my friends in my biology class somehow made a meme out of the word bigly. Where, like, they describe everything as bigly. I would say, like, hey, you want some bigly gum or something like that? Like, I would get out a sheet of paper, and my friend would say, that's a bigly piece of paper.
Yeah. So high school, you've gone for just a week now, right? Because you started last Thursday, and today's a Thursday. So you've been a little more than a week.
Yeah.
What do you think so far?
Well, the first couple of days, it was, like, super fun. Because it was like, whoa, high school. Even though, like... And I talked to my friends, and they agreed with me on this. Like, Thursday morning, I had no idea what to do. Like, I didn't know where to hang out or, like, what to do first. Like, once the classes started, it was easy, but...
Yeah, I remember, because at the time, your mom was out of town because she was taking Phoebe to college. And so Elizabeth dropped you off at school, and you texted me. You're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I was like, well, go to your locker. Put your stuff away. If you still have time, maybe go hang out at the library.
Yeah, but it was just like I was walking into this like huge school that I had never been to before with like there's no instruction or like no like person telling you to go to the cafeteria or whatever.
Yeah, it's way bigger school than the middle school, right?
Yeah.
A lot more walking around between classes.
It's surprisingly easy to get from class to class and like not get lost.
That's
it's
good.
Kind of like in a like church. It's kind of like in those church buildings that have like no, like, two ends to them are just circular. Like, if you just keep on going one way, you'll eventually get somewhere.
So you've got oriented. You can figure out your way around.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's surprisingly easy.
Any classes that you really like?
I'm in a class called 3D Modeling and Animation.
Is that your favorite class?
It's probably going to be. There's, like, even, like, a clay modeling unit. But so far, we're just learning how to...
That sounds like something you would like a lot.
I do really like drawing, and I like... techie stuff, and that combines it. I tried to get into animation in middle school, but I ended up being put in robotics, which was also fun. We learned how to, like, draw characters out of circles, which I already draw characters out of circles and just add on chins, but...
Yeah. And anything else that you're taking? You're taking an outdoor... What's that one called?
Outdoor education.
Outdoor education. Is that fun so far?
Yeah, even though we haven't gone outside yet, we just learned about hunting safety, and it's basically like scouting, just like spread out into a year.
Oh yeah,
we had like a really short hunting safety unit where we actually learned that like a lot of hunting was actually for conservation and not just for fun.
Yeah,
which is kind of interesting.
And you've got choir, you've got orchestra, you've got biology, geography, geometry. Is that pretty much it?
I have GT Humanities, which is like a combination between like a bit of history, a bit of art, a bit of writing. Apparently there's going to be one project where we'll like get to go to a movie theater and critique a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As your part of your humanities class?
Yeah.
That's fun.
The teacher there is apparently really nice. Actually, both teachers.
Yeah, that's good. Do you like your teacher so far?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is it weird being in a class with a whole bunch of older kids?
I mean, there's ninth and 10th graders, and they're all pretty nice, so.
Yeah, but there's also, like, at your school, there's 11th graders and 12th graders. Is that strange, being with, like, the older teenagers?
It's particularly weird for me to have lunch with all grade levels. I don't know if, like, if most schools do that or not, but.
Yeah, because everyone sort of has different, depending on what class you have, you could have lunch at a lot of different times, right?
Yeah, and even though we have four different lunches, like A through D lunch, today I got to sit at a table with, like, seven different people I knew and, like, people I knew from church, like, right behind me.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's fun. So there's lots of people you can have lunch with.
Yeah.
That's always a bonus. It's a bummer if you go to lunch and you don't know anyone there.
Yeah.
What else is going on? So was it weird when Mom was gone with Phoebe and it was just you, me, and Henry at home?
I think it kind of had advantages and disadvantages. Like, it did feel slightly more empty, but...
Yeah, it was kind of quiet around the house, huh?
Yeah, but we got to... like, just do stuff as a small group, though. We got to go to the Fort Worth Museum.
Yeah, so on Saturday, we took a trip to Fort Worth. And Fort Worth has really good museums. We went to a couple of art museums there. They had a big exhibit from a Japanese modern artist named Takashi Murakami. And... he does a lot of, like, pop art. Like, if you ever see the pictures of, like, these brightly colored flowers with faces, that's what he's known for. He's also known for, he did one of Kanye West's album covers.
Yeah.
And they had that painting there. And he does these huge murals and all kinds of just crazy, crazy art. It was a pretty cool exhibit.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then we went to the Modern Museum in Fort Worth, and they also have, like, some Andy Warhol and some Picasso. They had a Picasso. They've got a lot of art there. And then we walked across to the Kimball Art Museum, which is, like, the one of their most famous museums, and they've got a lot of paintings from, like, famous impressionists like Monet and Van Gogh and like classic art. But it's fun to go to Fort Worth. Fort Worth is a little bit further from our house, but it took us about an hour to get there. But it's a pretty cool town. It was very hot that day.
Yeah, it was, but it was still fun. Yeah. And we got to have boba afterwards.
Got, like, to have a boba drink.
Yeah,
boba smoothies. I dragged you guys to a record store so I could buy some records.
Yeah.
But that was fun anyway. And then you guys did something that night. What did you do that night? Oh, you guys were going to go to an FC Dallas soccer game.
Oh, yeah, because
our... professional soccer game. And so I dropped you off, and you got a ride there.
And it started raining until... it started raining while we were in our seats until, like, we were, like, completely soaked.
And it was a hard, hard rain. Like, some of the hardest rain I've ever seen in my life. Just buckets of rain falling down.
It was funny because, like towards the beginning of the rain, like, there were parts where, like, you could see it raining across the stadium, but not where you were.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It just all came on all of a sudden, right?
We could basically just, like, jump in a pool with all our clothes on and be just as wet.
Yeah.
By the end.
Super wet. And that was before the game even started, right? So the game got canceled.
And we had to get in people's cars and go home. So
sopping wet? Soaking wet.
Yeah, I was super cold when I got changed.
Yeah. So you guys came home from that.
Yeah.
It was a little strange because even though it was just the three of us, it was kind of busy because school had just started. So I feel like it was sort of kind of hectic. Like, we didn't have a lot of time to just sit around and enjoy things. And it was weird. It was weird not having... well, it's weird now that Phoebe's not at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try and do a podcast with her from college and see if we can hook that up. And it was weird having Mom gone. But she finally got home on Monday night. So now it's just the four of us at home. Mm. Every time we sit down for dinner, it's like just four of us. Seems strange. It seems like a third of our family is just missing.
Yeah. You know what's really strange?
What's that?
Is on a day, there was a day where during second period we had, like, a little like, all about ninth grade thing where, like, all our different counselors would talk to us about, like, how to deal with, like, kids making stupid decisions, but also, like, how to join clubs and stuff like that. And at the very end, our principal walked onto the front of the ninth graders, or into the front of the ninth graders, And he started talking for a bit and then just said, "You are not special."
Yeah.
Because he said, "You are not special." And then, like, instantly, like, all of the ninth grade just started clapping and applauding.
They liked the fact that their principal was telling them they're not special.
He said that, like, because if you think that you're special, then, like, you become arrogant or whatever, and, like, all our life people have been telling us that we're special. I don't know, but, like...
So that's his philosophy, is don't tell kids they're special.
Because you are not just special. Just tell them
they have to work hard.
I'm just going to say, everyone listening to this podcast, you are not special.
Not even me. I'm not special.
After that, like, I kind of think that's going to be, like, a quote, or just something that we'll quote all the time.
Something that you'll always think of when you think about high school is your principal's telling you you're not special.
Yeah, like, if anyone's ever, like, showing off something or whatever, we can just go, "You are not special."
I mean, I kind of get what he's talking about because...
Well, yeah,
but everyone, like, can't be special.
Yeah.
If everyone's special, like, then there's nothing special about it, right?
Yeah, but...
I don't know. Maybe everyone is special in their own way or special to people who love them.
It's just funny to hear out of context at first.
Yeah. Like, because you're so used to hearing the opposite, is that why?
Yeah, apparently that happened when Phoebe was a freshman, too.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. All right, well, on that note, should we do some news?
Sure.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
All right, I've got a story that involves... Science! There is an eerie sky glow that sometimes appears in the sky above Canada. You know what it's called?
Aurora Borealis?
Nope. It's called Steve.
Oh. Hi, Steve.
This is an article from Live Science. Late at night on July 25th, 2016, a thin river of purple light slashed through the skies of northern Canada in an arc that seemed to stretch hundreds of miles into space. It was a magnificent, mysterious, borderline miraculous sight, and the group of citizen sky watchers who witnessed it decided to give the phenomenon a fittingly majestic name, Steve.
You know, if that thing started playing music, you could say it could be a Stevie Wonder. That was a horrible joke.
That was just the crickets up in northern Canada, I bet. Yeah, so when they first saw it, it happened at the same time as the Aurora Borealis, so the Northern Lights. So people just assumed it must be part of the Northern Lights. But when scientists started looking at it, they figured out that it's not part of the Aurora Borealis. And the way they say it's not is that the aurora, what causes the aurora are a bunch of charged particles or ions in the atmosphere. That's what causes all the bright colors. But Steve does not have that. They say it lacks the charged particles. So the phenomenon happened again in April of this year, and scientists pointed their instruments at it that could detect charged particles and did not find any charged particles. So they know it's something different from the aurora. Steve... They just don't know what Steve is. A study that came out just a few days ago in August 20th says the phenomenon is completely unknown. They're calling it a sky glow. It's just this streak of light that goes kind of straight up in the air in a ribbon of light. It's purplish, and they don't know what it is. Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So Steve, I would like to see Steve someday and say, "Hey, Steve." Pretty
whenever
cool.
Whenever I think of that, I just think of Minecraft.
Think of Steve from Minecraft, yeah.
Which, I need to give it a different name.
I've got a picture here, but the picture is in black and white, so it doesn't really help. But you can kind of, and plus it printed off strangely, but there's just a little strip of light going straight up in the air. So that's Steve. You have a story, and this is a story that kind of blew up on Twitter in the last couple of days. You want to tell us about your story?
I have a very important news story. Taiwan shop sculpts realistic puppies out of ice cream. And they are I saw from the picture they're very realistic. It says, a restaurant in Taiwan is turning a lot of heads after adding puppies to its menu. The tiny lifelike dogs are sculpted out of ice cream. That's what they want you to think. It says, they're peanut butter. They're made out of chocolate. They're molded out of chocolate, milk, tea, or flavored, well, peanut-flavored ice cream, and it takes about 5 hours to make just one. The ice cream is first scooped into a mold and left in a freezer to harden at negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit using a special recipe that allows furry ice crystals to form on the puppy's body.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen this yet, you really got to Google it because these things look super realistic. They look like little puppies made of ice cream.
I think they're actual puppies. It says the treats, which cost roughly $3.50 each, are such a hit that the shop says it's struggling to keep up with the demand. That's crazy.
Yeah, so these blew up over Twitter. Why do you think everyone got excited about them over Twitter?
Because Twitter's Twitter.
Also, because they look like cute little puppies, but you eat them. Someone made a funny video. I'm going to show it. I know this doesn't work too well on a podcast because the podcast is just audio.
Yeah,
But I'll put the video on the Talk to Dad podcast. I think this is really funny. Someone spliced two different videos together. Watch.
These are so realistic. It shows like someone taking a scoop.
Taking a scoop of the ice cream, and it's like taking the puppy's head right off. And then there's a picture of a dog that's like looking shocked.
That's actually kind of satisfying to see the face get scooped off.
It's really funny. Well, that's what everyone is saying is like, these look way too cute to eat. Like, would you feel okay about yourself eating a cute little puppy?
Yeah.
Even if it's made of ice cream. But if it's extremely realistic, it would be kind of weird, right?
But yeah, that's kind of like how like Phoebe doesn't like buying the chew toys that look like super realistic animals.
Hey, Henry, come here. I got to show you this video. I feel bad for the podcast listeners. Look.
Why?
Henry likes the video. It made him laugh. It made Mom laugh too when I showed her. So very realistic ice cream puppies. Taiwan is kind of like they get seriously into desserts. So a lot of the Asian desserts that are really trendy right now, like snow ice. Have you had snow ice yet?
Is it like the ice with the?
You gotta sit down because you're not.
Sorry.
You're not the same level as the microphone.
Is it the ice with the like gel stuff in it?
It's like this snowy ice that's made of milk and cream. So it's not like a snow cone because it's actually creamy, but it's really fluffy, fluffy snow, kind of like a pile of snow. And then usually they put like fresh fruit in it and maybe like chocolate syrup or something over the top of it. I'll take you to get snow ice sometime. It's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
That's really trendy. And then like boba drinks actually started in Taiwan.
Boba drinks are so good.
So Taiwan, like a lot of the Asian treats and desserts start in Taiwan. So maybe all over Asia they'll have these ice cream puppies.
Kind of have to get used to the flavor of boba pearls, but
yeah, I like them. The little tapioca pearls.
Boba smoothies are really good, though.
Yep. So I have one more story. This is a story that Mom sent to me that I really like. It's kind of a personal interest story. It's about a stand-up comedian named Sarah Mae Philo. And Sarah Mae Philo had brain surgery. And during her brain surgery, she told jokes and sang opera and was cracking the doctors up. One thing that's interesting about brain surgery is usually when they do brain surgery, the patient is awake. Isn't that just weird?
Yeah.
But they sort of need you to be awake so they know if the surgery is going well.
I guess it's like when you get hypnotized, you're still conscious.
Yeah. This says that Sarah Mae Philo told jokes and even sang the opera classic Ave Maria as the surgeons removed a tumor during her 9-hour operation. She was under surgery for 9 hours.
This sounds like something out of a horror movie.
She's a 34-year-old comedian and also a special needs teacher from Dennistown in Glasgow, Scotland. She knew she would have to be awake to measure brain function But her dialogue with medical staff went beyond all expectations. This is from the BBC News. She suffered a seizure in 2016, and doctors discovered a tumor in her brain, which she had been living with symptom-free for 15 years. The tumor had to be removed, meaning she would have to be awake for most of the surgery. She told BBC Radio Scotland's Morning with Michelle McManus, "They found a tumor which was apparently taking up half of my brain. They said it had taken a long time to grow. My brain had just adapted and survived. Functions in my brain were on the wrong side because of it. They called me an unusual case. They gave no other option other than to operate. They had to get it out, or at least try to get most of it out." So she says, because she stayed awake the whole time, they wanted to know whether it was affecting her speech, so they asked her to keep talking. So she talked for 8 hours straight.
Dang.
Pretty much. She says she was used to talking, but then the powerful painkillers kicked in. She says that by hour three or four, the whole surgical staff and the anesthetist, or we would say anesthesiologist, were chatting away and making jokes. At one point, the surgeon behind me said, "Oops." And I was like, "What do you mean, oops? You're in my brain." She made up songs about the staff and teased the surgeon as he worked. She says, "I've always loved medical programs. In fact, the fact it was me didn't hit until much later, and I was just very, very curious. I got them to take pictures, and now I have an album of pictures inside my brain." Apparently, the surgery went well, and she says, "The future is bright now. I didn't make the Edinburgh Festival this year, but I will be back next year for sure." It's kind of a cool story about a comedian that went under brain surgery and was talking the whole time. Wouldn't that be weird to have someone poke you around in your brain and you're awake?
Yeah.
Super weird. Brain surgery is kind of freaky.
Yeah. I've heard about, like, crazy stories from people who are on painkillers.
Brains do really weird things. Like, they adapt. So, like, if there's sometimes people will have a surgery, like, if they have a lot of seizures, there are people who will have half their brain removed. You can live with just half your brain.
That was a plot line in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah? So there's something called, it's called a hemispherectomy, I think they call it. So for certain extreme cases of epilepsy, they'll remove half your brain. And your brain will adapt where, you know, normally, like, the right half of your brain controls the left half of your body, and the left half of your brain controls the right half of your body. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But if with these patients, like, one half will just adapt to where it controls the whole body. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Brain surgery. One thing you say about brain surgery is it really is brain surgery.
Yeah, there's someone, like, there's a historical figure who, like, got his frontal lobe removed and, like, would walk around and, like, show people the thing that, like, tore off his frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Because, like, he had brain damage. Apparently it makes you, like, super fearless and, like, hallucinogenic.
It can do all kinds of things. Like, your frontal lobe is, it's where your higher level thinking is. So it's where you make judgments, fear, react to things. But if that gets damaged, you might just have an abnormal response. Like, suddenly you don't have any fear, or maybe you become a psychopath because you don't care what anybody thinks. Just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because it's kind of hard to, like, brains are so complicated. We haven't totally figured out how they work. So it's not like you can do it on purpose and make someone that way. There's all kinds of strange things about brains.
Yeah.
Brains. Need a brains drop.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do a dad quiz today.
Dad quiz.
That's pretty good.
And Henry and Mom are joining us. Welcome, Henry. Welcome, Mom. And we've got a little bit of a different dad quiz this time. This time the dad quiz is going to be a geography quiz. So you're going to have to guess where this is, and I will give you a series of hints. With each hint, you get one guess, and we're going to see how many hints it takes you guys to guess the place.
I'm
going to be good at this.
You really like maps. I can name all. I can, like, write all 50 states.
You guys both like geography pretty well, right?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, we were, like, given a U.S. map and just labeled 50 states. And I was able to label all 50 of them. So.
Oh, good.
So this is a geography dad quiz. So here we go. The first hint is, or the first clue, is, according to the UN Population Division, it is the 7th largest city in the world, the 2nd largest not in Asia.
New York?
I'm going to say Tokyo.
Tokyo's not in Asia. Tokyo's the largest in the world.
New York City.
And it's in Asia. You're both wrong. It's not New York. All right, second hint. Founded in 1325, it is one of the oldest cities in the New World.
Portugal? I mean, Lisbon.
It's in the New World.
The New World.
Oh. I don't know what the New World is.
Listen to the questions.
Williams had his guess for this round. Henry?
Oldest city in the New World, did you say?
One of the oldest. Probably the oldest. It's probably the oldest, but I hedged a little bit on that. Was founded in 1325.
I think I know it, but I can't say it. So
you can wait to the next question. See,
I can't remember what it's called. Darn it! But it's around where, like, it's in the original 13 colonies. I know that.
Are you talking about Charleston? Are you thinking Charleston?
Next clue.
No. Okay.
At an elevation of 7,382 feet, the city is at an elevation of 7,382 feet. By comparison, Dallas, guess what the elevation of Dallas is?
I don't know.
Way 50? Less.
430 feet. Salt Lake City is 4,226 feet. Denver is 5,280 feet. This city is at 7,382 feet.
Okay, so we've eliminated a lot of possible options from just that fact. Thank you.
It's not Dallas, Denver, or Salt Lake City.
I don't know why I'm
Chicago,
thinking...
Chicago, why not?
I don't know why I'm thinking Toronto.
Was Chicago founded in 13-something?
Chicago?
You think Chicago's that?
All right.
Okay, just, guys, wait a minute.
Don't give them more clues than they need. I got lots of hints.
But wait
here.
A minute. Wait a minute. Do they realize this is all the same place that we're talking about?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
So it's in the New World. It was founded in
1325.
It's an
elevation of 7,382 feet.
And it's the second largest.
Seventh largest city in the world.
But the second largest not in Asia.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Next clue. It is home to the only royal castle in the Western Hemisphere.
Let's see. The Western Hemisphere is North and South America, right?
Yes.
That's correct, but that's not the answer.
That's also the New World.
Yeah, and they were founded in 1492, so...
This city was founded in 1325.
I guess there are people in North and South America before that.
Yes, there
were.
Somewhere in Mexico?
Wait, I think I got it. Rio de Janeiro? Dang it.
Henry, what's your guess?
I was guessing somewhere in Mexico.
You have to be more specific than that. Somewhere in Mexico.
What large cities are in Mexico?
Okay, I'm trying to...
It would be the second largest...
I thought of one a second ago.
Okay.
Can't remember. It's like the... Mexico City, maybe?
You are correct.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect him to get that right.
The answer was Mexico City. Let me give you some of the other hints here that you would have got if you'd not guessed it. The next clue would be the residents of the city are called Chilangos.
Chilangos? Why are they called Chilangos?
It's just what you call someone who's from Mexico City.
They have a pretty chill lingo.
No, it's because they taste like Chilean mangoes.
You're not going to eat them.
The next clue was... despite being at high altitude, the city is sinking at about 1.2 to 40 centimeters per year, depending on where you are in the city. This is because it was built on a drained lake bed and because the water from the aquifers is being used, which makes the city settle down lower. It's a sinking city. The next clue was this city has won over 400 Guinness World Records, including the biggest flower carpet in the world, the largest group of people dancing to Thriller, the largest group of naked people in public.
Yikes.
The biggest vintage cars parade, and the largest group of people kissing.
I don't know if those really clear things up.
It's got 400 Guinness Book of World Records.
400, wow.
The next clue after that, and here's where I think you might have started to catch on, was, and I'm trying to remember how to pronounce this, the axolotl.
Axolotl?
Axolotl is only found within the boundaries of the city. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
What is that?
It's only found in...
It's like, it's this really cool amphibian that can regrow limbs.
Yeah, oh, it's so cool.
It's only found in Lake Xochimilco, which is in Mexico City.
It's the only place it Whenever, is?
It's the only place it exists in the wild. They have them in captivity, of course, other places. Oh, but okay. It's only in Mexico City where this animal lives.
Axolotl. Legendary.
And then the next clue after that, if you didn't get it already, was going to be, it's home to a 24-hour churro restaurant, a churreria, founded in 1935 that serves churros and 8 kinds of hot chocolate all day and all night.
I want to go there.
Those don't really clear them
the
up.
The last clue, the very final clue is, this city is where Will and Henry will be on October 4th through
8th.
Wait.
Plot twist.
Your faces.
So we're going to go there. We're going to go there on vacation. In October.
Are you guys going?
You have a Friday and a Monday off.
I can't believe we revealed this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to, like...
We need to pet all the axolotls. We need to take all the axolotls from Mexico City.
My question is...
Smuggle them.
Will they be in the 24-hour churro and hot cocoa place?
Yes, we are going to go.
Yes!
It's called El Moro. And okay. On the show, everybody... Somebody feed Phil.
Everybody feed Phil.
Somebody feed Phil. He visits that churro place.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're also going to go some other places he went.
It's a good episode.
Yeah. You might want to rewatch that episode.
We went places that Phil went in Portugal. So
yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, we're going to go there the weekend. I think it's Columbus Day weekend. So you guys have Friday and Monday off. We're going to leave on Thursday and we're going to get back Monday night.
You're amazing.
We're going to visit Mexico City. We're going to go to some really cool stuff there. We'll talk more about it later. We're going to eat some really good food. We're going to see a lot of really cool things. We're going to go to Teotihuacan, which is where they have giant pyramids. So the Mexico City was founded by the Aztecs in 1325 before the Spanish arrived. It was a big city of like over 300,000 people before the Spaniards arrived to conquer it.
So wait, I have a question. Was that the only city you were going to do? Was that the only geography?
We'll see.
We might have geography quizzes later, but I don't want you guys thinking every time we have a geography quiz we're going on vacation, because that's not going to happen. But this is a good place to go for us, because it's not that long of a plane trip and it's still in our time zone.
But this dad quiz had a little bit of a twist ending.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, surprise. Hey, you know how I said I'd be good at this and I like... Did Mexico City on like the third hint?
I think, let's see, you had...
It was like...
After 4 clues, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, that's pretty good.
I think you have another city, but I can't remember what it was called now. I thought for like the second clue that might be like somewhere in Mexico for some reason.
Yeah.
Well,
Mexico is one of the oldest parts of North and South America.
So, the United States was influenced from, like, the Aztecs, the British, the Spaniards, like, the Americas, at least.
Yeah, not the United States.
Probably the Portuguese, since, like, Brazil speaks Portuguese.
Mexico French. Was influenced by a lot of different countries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, just and, the Americas in general.
So, Mexico City is bigger than any city in the United States. It's the second biggest city in the New World. The only city in North or South America that's bigger is Sao Paulo, Brazil.
This will be my third time in the Central America region. Well,
second time Mexico.
Sort of. Well, second time in Mexico, third time in Central America.
When else did you go to Mexico? We went on our
cruise,
right?
Costa Rica cruise.
That's right. I forgot about the cruise.
Now.
So some of friends of ours went to Mexico City and they had a really good time. I'm really looking forward to it. I've got it all planned out. I'll tell you about it later. But that was our dad quiz. So you guys guessed Mexico City, and the final clue is...
No, I guessed it. William didn't.
That's where William And Henry will be on October 4th through
8th. Oh, October.
I feel like you knew that we were going to...
Oh, wait, no, that's actually not...
Okay, but can you imagine if we didn't get it up until that point? And that's like...
You'll be there, funny, huh? And then we just wouldn't tell you, I guess, where you were going.
And you just have to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, you could Google it or something.
You could probably figure out where churros are from.
Maybe. Where are churros from?
Mexico.
Oh, no, they're from heaven.
Pretty much.
Yeah. There's a lot of really cool things we'll see. So we'll talk more about that on the podcast, but that was our dad quiz. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Okay, for treat yourself today, I have special limited edition versions of Snickers candy bars. I've got salty and sweet Snickers and fiery Snickers. Have you guys seen these before?
No, I have not seen them before, and I'm also very scared.
So I've seen the wimpy indecisive words, though.
Yeah, so the fiery one says, where it normally says Snickers, it says wimpy with a question mark. It says it is with chili and other flavors, fiery. Sweet and salty... I can't tell what it is. It just has like a piece of salted caramel. So maybe it's just extra salt in the Snickers
extra salt
candy bar.
On the caramel.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go cut up pieces of this and we're going to try it out.
I do really like Snickers. Wait. So I'm
hey,
excited
first
about those.
We do.
Snickers satisfies you.
Can we first do the sweet and salty one so that we can save the worst for last?
Maybe the fiery one will be the best.
You're not you when you're hungry. If you're not hungry, then, I mean...
But yeah, we can do the sweet and salty
one first.
If you're
not hungry, turn to a different person.
If you're not hungry and you're still a terrible person, then, well, I mean, that's your own problem, but, like...
So we will do the indecisive. It says on the salty and sweet one, indecisive, question mark.
Yeah, you won't be able to decide if it's good or bad, or somewhere in between.
Sweet and salty Snickers bar.
I feel like I'm too wimpy to taste the...
It smells just like a Snickers bar.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Snickers bars smell good.
You smelled it from the outside, though. Yeah, Snickers are, like, one of the best.
Snickers are really good.
And again, I have a lot of different types of chocolate, so.
All right, I'm going to pass around these little pieces of Snickers bar, and then I will mute the mic so we're not chewing into them. What do you guys think? What do you think of the indecisive, salty, and sweet?
It tastes just like a regular Snickers bar.
Except slightly saltier. So I'm going to get delicious.
It's really subtle.
I agree. It just tastes like a Snickers bar. I didn't taste much difference at all. There might be a slight more salt, but I couldn't taste it. It tasted just like a Snickers bar to me.
And see, I really like Snickers.
Now, I do think I do think that Snickers are delicious, so I'm just going to say.
No, I like Snickers, but the fact that it's so unchanged is why I'm giving it a meh.
It's a little it's a little disappointing in a way because it's really not that much different.
That's super
right?
Harsh. Do you like it? Do you like the taste?
Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
William, we're talking about the taste.
I see where you're coming from, and I can't really disagree with you.
But also, meh is super harsh.
I mean, it just depends on like your own judgment.
But yeah, it doesn't taste any different than a regular Snickers to me. If you're counting on something really different, kind of hard to tell. I mean, you'd have to really... I'm sure it is a little bit saltier, but not enough to really tell.
You know what I really liked about it was when I ate it, it reminded me of having Halloween candy and kind of marathon Stranger Things 2 with Henry that one night.
You know, Snickers do remind me of Halloween candy because it seems like that's about the only time I ever really have them.
But like now I associate Halloween. Now I associate it with that, which was like the best night ever watching Stranger Things and eating Halloween candy.
All right, now we're going to try the fiery Snickers and see if they're any different.
Oh boy.
What do you guys think of the fiery Snickers?
It's a little weird. I'm giving it a meh.
I'm rating it meh too, but basically it tastes exactly like a normal Snickers, except then it's a really slow burn, but it starts to burn your throat.
It tastes like if you took a Snickers and you kind of put a little bit of cayenne pepper on top of it.
It's a bad aftertaste.
I think it is.
I mean, I would eat it if I liked the
it's
spiciness.
It's still a Snickers.
But,
it's kind of a weird flavor. I don't know that the spiciness really goes with the Snickers.
I haven't really
seen at least you can taste it, unlike the indecisive, the salty and sweet.
Why do candy bars keep on trying to make themselves spicy? Like, it never works.
And he took one tiny little bite, and now he's handing the rest back
to me. Yeah, that burnt my throat a ton.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a burn to it.
Yeah.
A bit of a burn? I had a tiny bite, and that was like a huge burn in my throat.
That's not that bad.
I think I'm a little more immune to spicy foods than you are. I didn't think it was that
not
spicy.
Not a little more, but...
Not too
but,
spicy. Just hurt a little,
but... I don't know. It's weird. It's a little strange. You know, a lot of Mexican treats have like chili powder in them, like sweets. Like I found when I was at the store the other day, at lunch break at work. I probably should have used these for Treat Yourself, but I got hungry and just ate them myself. They had like orange slices that had chili powder on the outside of them, and they were actually really good. Like they weren't that spicy, but it just gave them enough of a tang that made them different from a regular orange slice. Those were good. Mm. Kind of a citrus and a chili powder.
And I can see that because like citrus can sometimes like burn a little bit.
Yeah.
This
one is just kind of like a heat. Like it tastes like it's got cayenne pepper mixed in with it.
It doesn't really taste that different, but then it burns you.
I wonder what it says. I'm going to look in the ingredients, see if I can tell. Sometimes they just say like natural flavors. This one says... It just says spice, natural and artificial flavors. Oh, it also says chili extract. So chili extract, spice, natural flavors.
Yeah,
doesn't really tell you too much what's in it.
Sometimes it'll just say spices.
Yep. So those are our limited edition Snickers bars. I don't know. Overall, I think you're probably better off with just a regular Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, actually, I think you're better off with like...
Twix.
Yeah.
I like Twix. Twix. Wait, what's your favorite candy
bar? I know, Butterfingers. Butterfingers are the best.
Like
my favorite candy bar is any candy bar.
Actually, no. I took that back. I think Heath might be the absolute favorite with the
Heath
toffee.
Heath is really good.
But Butterfingers are my second favorite.
I like Kit Kats, too. I like the snap of a Kit Kat.
Heath is underrated, though.
The crunchiness. Heath is really good.
Yeah, Heath is underrated.
I like Twix. Twix is just a good classic standard. I like the cookie.
Yeah.
Snickers are okay. Snickers, I put them in like the top half, but they're not my go-to. You know what I like are the Snickers with almonds. The Snickers with almonds are really good. Or sometimes they have Snickers with hazelnut. Those are good too.
I kind of like Three Musketeers, even though they're pretty simple.
I kind of like them too, but I wouldn't eat them like all the time.
Yeah, but like it's nice to like find the Three Musketeers just because, I don't know, maybe just because they're like slightly more uncommon.
Yeah. So that is Treat Yourself. And that is our podcast. Thank you, William, for doing a podcast with me tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Henry, for jumping in on the DAG quiz and the Treat Yourself.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing us on this trip that we're not on yet.
You have something to look forward to, though. It's kind of fun to have, like, school is in session, but you have a trip to look forward to, so that'll be fun. Thank you, everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Facebook and Instagram and at TalkToDadPodcast.com. If you want to email us, you can email us at TalkToDadPodcast@gmail.com. If you really want to do something to help out the show and would love it if you did, you can go on Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. If you subscribe, rate, and review us, that's the best way we have of getting the podcast out there. Other than, you know, you can also tell a friend. We would love to get more listeners. We're a fun, family-friendly podcast, and we would love to share our podcast with your family. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. There's time for later, alligator, my friend.